First of all, just let me express my appreciation for you doing interviews. I think it's very brave of you to speak with the media regarding this matter, and I'm sure it's a hard thing to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're with a group of, it's yourself and other parents and other advocates, is that right?
Well, I belong to a group called Sandy Hook Promise, and Sandy Hook Promise was first communed by residents and neighbors within Newtown after the shooting, people who just wanted to do something and prevent this from happening in other places. And I am one of several family members that work with Sandy Hook Promise. I happen to lead up their communications division using my previous marketing skills, but we're all working together to help prevent the causes of gun violence by working on community-based solutions that everyone can be part of.
And I guess, primarily from what I gathered from the information I was given, your goal is to reach out to parents. Is that right?
Yes. Basically, in all of our research and conversations across the country, we learned that it makes no difference what a person's politics are or their geography or their faith, but really parents or caretakers of children, the one thing that bonds us all together is that common love that we have for children and the fact that we will do anything to keep them safe. So instead of having a debate around gun violence and having it just be a fight all the time without moving anything forward, we feel it's time to reset the conversation and say, let's not focus on our differences, let's focus where we're similar, and that's the love that we have for children, and work towards solutions to prevent gun violence for our children. And that's really what Parent Together is all about. We're reaching out to parents across the country and say, please go to our website, make the promise to parent together with us, become part of our national community to be part of the solution. And I would really love for as many Missouri parents to join us as possible, because I think it's a wonderful state, and you love your children just as much as everyone else, and we can all work together to provide a safer future for them.
What does that mean? Does that mean getting more involved or, paying attention to more clues as to what's going on in your children's lives? How can, what you are advocating make a difference and prevent gun violence?
Well, for many years, there's been the reason we haven't moved forward on the issue of gun violence, in my opinion, is because of the vast silent majority. People feel helpless, and this is in the conversations that I've had around the country, this is what people are telling me. They don't know what to do. They feel it's too political or too hard. They don't know how to start. But actually, there's a lot of programs and tools that we can work on within our own homes and within our own schools and communities that can make a difference in the area of mental wellness and community connectedness and gun safety that will help prevent gun violence. We don't need to wait for federal or state legislation to tell us what to do, and people don't want to be told what to do. They know that there's a problem out there, and they just want help in doing it. So at Sandy Hook Promise, we're going to be providing those tools so that people can have conversations in their home or get involved within their schools in terms of reaching out, and just as simple as sitting down with the kid who eats lunch alone and making a connection, or working with pediatricians to ensure that we're looking at a child's mind and keeping that as healthy as possible in the same way that we look at preventing illness and keeping our bodies healthy. Some of these are very simple solutions, and we just need to work together collectively on them at a community level.
I know you said, you're trying to kind of steer away from politics and policies, and I don't know, how familiar you are with the politics in our state, but we actually received some national attention in the last legislative session because of some really overarching gun laws that were proposed and were vetoed by the governor, but then almost overridden by the legislature, only by two votes was it the veto upheld. And basically, it would really put in place gun rights for Missourians, saying that even federal legislation would not apply here. And like I said, we received some national media attention because of that. So, are you hoping that your message kind of supersedes that, even in states like ours where the gun culture is very deeply rooted?
Gun culture is deeply rooted in across America. And Santiago promised we don't support bans. We're not interested in confiscation. And we don't consider ourselves a gun control group. And in talking to so many law-abiding, responsible gun owners out there, the solutions that we're working on in the area of gun safety are things that gun owners want as well. Stop illegal trafficking, ensuring that people who aren't responsible or aren't capable of being responsible for a firearm don't have access to them, requiring that you report your gun as lost or stolen if it is lost or stolen. These are simple measures that I think any sensible person can agree with. We're not interested in confiscation. We are interested in preventing gun violence, and that's through gun safety, not gun control, but also, very importantly, in the areas of mental wellness and community connectedness. And I don't think that's necessarily divided by states. This is something that all states, parents in all states, can agree to.
We have two U.S. senators in Missouri. One is a Democrat, one is a Republican. And our Republican senator, Senator Roy Blunt, he has proposed several measures, and one of them is a mental health. Most of them actually are mental health measures, and he believes that, like many of his colleagues, that we need to focus more on mental health than actual, you know, like you said, confiscation or control issues. Would you agree with that? And would you say that, you know, that's something that other parents could or should agree on?
I think mental health and mental wellness is an area that we can all agree on. If we can intervene at an earlier stage in a child's life, if we can identify a problem before it manifests itself, if we can provide treatment and support to parents who don't know where to go or how to get treatment, or if even we can just reduce the stigma around mental wellness so people are more comfortable in reaching out and getting the help that they need, that is going to prevent all forms of violence. And certainly that's a key priority for us. If a violent act is going to happen, then if we can ensure that guns are held responsibly and safely so that they're not the weapon of choice, that's important too. But certainly the focus has to be around the causes of gun violence, and mental health and wellness is a critical aspect of that.
If parents don't want to take a stance and you know, get into the political aspect of things, I know, first of all, you're advocating basically that parenting begins at home, and to maintain those open lines of communication with your children. Would you urge parents to contact their legislators and advocate for any particular stance?
I believe if you're interested in an issue, it's important that all of us are active and have our voice be heard at a legislative level. And that's regardless of what your opinion is. If you feel that something is important, you need to speak up about it. And in terms of the issue of gun violence, we're asking all parents to come together across the country and say, you know, this isn't about politics. This isn't about political rhetoric and polarizing inaction. This isn't about anger. This is about the love that we have for children. And how are we going to work together as parents in our communities and across the country to create a safer future from them? And that's why we ask all parents to go to our website, make the promise to parent together, and become part of the solution. There's so much that we can do if we just work together, and there are ways to make this happen in a way that benefits all of us and certainly will benefit our children.
On a semi-unrelated topic, but definitely relevant, the national media yesterday released the emergency calls. What does that do for you and the other parents and the other victims of that day?
Well, knowing the 911 tapes out there is something I'm not comfortable with, and I was one of several parents who worked hard to try to prevent them from coming out and saying, you know, transcription was fine, but the actual audio tapes serve no public interest. There are no new lessons to be learned from it, and it's traumatizing to our families and to the town to know that, you know, you could stumble upon them at any point. If they served a purpose and really had a public interest level from a public health and safety aspect, that's one thing. But the aspects of heroism there. We all know that everyone who was there was a hero that day. We're incredibly grateful to all of our first responders as well. We don't need the audio tapes out there with the sound of gunfire in the background to know that people were amazing and did amazing work that day. I can't see any reason why someone would be interested in potentially listening to the slaughter of 26 people, including my son. There's no purpose for the audio tapes to be out there, but they're out there, and I'm just going to have to abide by that decision and protect my family as best I can from hearing them.
Before I let you go, and again, I thank you for your time today, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't ask, or am I leaving anything out?
No, I think you were great. Thank you very much, Jessica. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.